Joining me on the line is local MP Tamati Coffee. Tamati, kia ora, bro.
Kia ora, Matt. Long time no kōrero.
I know, and now I'm back on Talkback Radio. I feel so sorry for a lot of people. I'm sure there's people that said, oh, God, please keep them in Australia. Please keep them in Australia.
You seem to fill the airwaves quite nicely, my friend. So kia kaha to you.
Kia ora. Hey, let's talk about the march south of COVID-19. We've got a couple of cases now in Rotorua, of course. How prepared is your rohi?
Yeah, look, we've had a long time to prepare for this. Mm. If you think about the Auckland lockdown, that was one thing. The first kind of sneak of it out of the Auckland or here, it moved down into the Coromandel. Then we had the impact felt in Waikato, Hamilton. It was only a matter of time before it was going to come south. So interesting that Taupo got it first, and then obviously we had our cases reported over the weekend in Rotorua. So we have had some time to plan for this, but obviously when it actually touches down, it's a whole different story. So we've had, just over the weekend, I was sitting with our GP practices, and they were all putting their heads together going, how do we best coordinate our efforts? Because while they're all doing their own stuff in their silos, and they're making sure that health and safety is the priority, actually what they were saying was, how can we work better as GP practices to make sure that all of our people are being looked after? How does that coordinate with what the iwi are doing? And how does that coordinate with what the DHB are doing? So there's action happening on all fronts, and I've got to say, what happened over the weekend definitely gave us a bit of a kick in the bum.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's really interesting too, and I guess this is writ large across our communities, right across Aotearoa, is the joining up of services. You know, we have a tradition, I hate to say it, of operating in silos, but what we're seeing is community groups and organisations, you're right, GP practices, the local DHB, iwi, Māori, whomever, they're all, they're all joining hands, so to speak, I hate to say kumbaya, but because they are seeing that if we just try and do this individually, we're just not going to be able to get to the end game.
No. And at times like this, we know that the strength of the collectors is everything. And there are some good people with some good heads that are putting all of their time and energy into this. Mm. In fact, one of the biggest concerns at the moment is actually just making sure that those people that we rely on out on the front line aren't getting burnt out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They've been doing a really long slog to get to this point, and suddenly when it's touchdown, we don't want them to be out of energy or actually having burnt themselves at both ends. So actually what we want is to be able to look after everybody that's potentially going to be worried about COVID, but also maybe even contracting COVID, but also making sure that we're looking after our front line as well, because they're no use to anybody if they're not looking after their own whole order.
Well, that's right. And let's face it, I mean, a lot of people are facing exhaustion and fatigue. They're at this job often 7 days a week, and they're really putting their free-for-all. Hey, I want to talk about something a little bit more closer, hopefully, to your heart. I know it is. You run a beautiful little small business down there in the Rotorua with your partner, Tim. I love that place, by the way. Call out.
Hey, It misses you.
Yeah. I'm shamedly doing it. Hey, but let's talk about this, because Rotorua is a tourism hub, not just Rotorua, but the surrounding areas as well. It's a tourism hub, and you know, with zero foreign tourists, and even fewer with the multiple lockdowns of domestic tourists, Rotorua is doing it tough. And we hear about Queenstown, you know, what's going on in Queenstown, but Rotorua, it's a hub of Māori tourism operators, and then the peripheral small business, right?
Yeah. And it's, COVID's really hit us tough. Tourism, we rely on tourism. We're a tourist town. Mm. Obviously, we were heavily impacted when the borders shut, and they've been shut for the last, nearly couple of years. We'll be looking over our shoulder and looking back. And what we want to make sure is that when the borders do actually open, that we've actually got tourism businesses for people to come to, that actually our Māori cultural tourism offerings are actually still there. And at the moment, I've got to say, just between you and me, it's slim pickings, because we've got a lot of businesses that have had to let go of their staff because they're unsure about when the tourists are coming back. So you've got staff that were once, masters of their domain, doing cultural tourism, that have actually now, moved on and they're in other workplaces. So it is going to be really tough, actually, making sure that we've still got tourism offerings when we get back. But we've got some pretty committed people in that sector, and they're people that will live and die with the sector. So they're actually the ones doing the hard yards at the moment. They're the ones putting all of the extra thought into how they're going to make it through. But it is tough. Tourism, hospitality, our accommodation sector, Everybody's doing it really hard right now. And while there is government support, and I acknowledge that, because actually we wouldn't be having these kind of rational conversations if we were in the desperate state that we could have been in were that funding not there. You know, recently we doubled the resurgence support payment. We've put payments available for employers who have staff that have gone off to have COVID tests and are waiting for their results back. We've got funding available for employees who need to take time off because they're self-isolating at home. You know, we're putting in as much support as we can, but actually what everybody wants is just to be able to get back to business, you know, get back to doing what we know, what we love, what we enjoy, and that's only going to happen if we get those vaccination rates up. So, after what's happened... After what's happened over the weekend, it's been a really good reminder for everybody just to get out there and get the business done.
Well, that's right. And there should also be a bit of hope around the corner because, you know, we need to start preparing for the bounce back, eh? You know, we are moving into nearly 2 years of COVID-19. It has been rough and tumble, and as small business operators, I'd argue, backbone of the economy. But bounce back, we're heading towards Christmas. We know that that's often the time that at least the domestic tourism market picks up. For Rotorua now with the two cases, do you think we're going to see the bounce back into Rotorua for, you know, people from across the country coming in, holidaying, spending time with whānau? Or do we still need to be a little bit more prudent and take a more risk-averse approach?
Look, I think that it is still going to be quite cautious until we actually see our vaccination rates get right up there. So there will be a bit of trepidation. I mean, you've heard already various news sources saying that Aucklanders are a bit nervous about travelling around. Yes, they want to get out of Auckland, but actually planning ahead isn't really existent at the moment. Nobody knows when they can plan, how long they can go away for. So as long as we've got that uncertainty washing around our country at the moment, there's going to be a real lack of certainty for small business operators. So again, all we can control is being able to get people out, turn them out, get them vaccinated, so that we can actually have some certainty back into our economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And whānau, if you are planning on travelling, make sure you keep Rotorua in mind for a destination. Amazing Māori small business, or small business more generally down there. Tourism operators, great locations on Eat Street, I have to confess. Hey, hey, Tumsy Coffee, thank you for joining us this evening. Much aroha to your mahi there in Rotorua and around Te Arawa, and also mihi to your partner, Tim, who I'm sure keeps the home fires burning as you're getting around the rohi.
Yeah, absolutely. And just tonight he was sending me videos of some functions that we've got going on. If there's one thing that, you know, if I could put in a little plug, if you've got a workplace and you guys are actually making it through at the moment, consider going out to your local hospitality place and booking a function. Mm. Take your workmates down, you know, within the limitations of people, but take your workmates down, go and support your local business, because you could be the difference between them still being here on the other side of Christmas and New Year's.
Hey, absolutely. Well, joining us on the line was Tamati Coffee, local member of parliament, Thias Te Arawin, Rotorua advocate, also small business owner, so swings from the heart with this one, whānau.